In the parking lot outside Trinity Hall, a community gathering space in the small agricultural town of Edna, you can see cars like any old parking lot. But this particular lot has a high number of cars stamped with sassy political bumper stickers like fossil fuels or for dinosaurs. Many are adorned with the now outdated Bernie 2016 and the blue capital H with a red arrow across its horizontal line. In the months since the 2016 election, progressive organizations around the country, including the American Civil Liberties Union, have been holding seminars to provide information about becoming an activist. Many are modeling their efforts on the grassroots Tea Party playbook that made the movement so effective in 2009. And just this past Saturday, San Luis Obispo County progressives held their own activism seminar, Activism 101. Last June, Slow Progressives members came together to promote what they call progressive values. There's been a push for more educational outreach on how to become an activist and become more involved in campaigning. Co-chair Nick Andre says the number of members has risen from around 100 to about 1,500 since November.
And a lot of these people have never been active in politics before, never been active in a political party or even in nonprofit spaces or anything. So we're giving them a little bit of direction.
That's why this group is holding this Activism 101 training. Sandy Dexter came here with her daughter, Lauren Platt. I spoke with them during a break between seminars next to a food truck. Dexter says she was somewhat active in local campaigns in years past, but this is the first time she's seriously getting into activism.
So many things have opened my eyes to how the political process works, and it feels personal. I think that for my daughter and granddaughter and grandson, I would feel bad if I didn't stand up for the things I believe in.
During the seminars, local politicians, lobbyists, and congressional staffers speak about how to get in touch with representatives and how to lobby for agendas they believe in. Former 24th District congressional candidate Bill Ostrander spoke about how to appeal to people who have differing opinions.
But if I came up here and said, "You're all assholes, give me $5. Where are we going to go with that? Nowhere. So as much as we dislike and are disgusted by things that will cause harm, things that where people are getting hurt, you must reserve yourself to find the belief system of the person you're talking about."
Co-chair Nick Andre says the group is trying to do more to reach out to the more conservative areas of North and South San Luis Obispo County.
And what we want to do is go in there and spread our message and talk to these people and say, and convince them that the message that we're bringing forward and the goals and policies that we're bringing forward actually are going to benefit them, through economically and socially and every part of their life.
I asked Andre about some of the stereotypes of modern liberals. Some locals have expressed attitudes that progressives are condescending towards people working in blue-collar industries and don't do enough listening to others who don't agree with them.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big difference in the Bernie campaign. I think Bernie was one of the few Democratic or high-level Democratic politicians that was really hammering in a working-class message. So I think that Bernie's message actually resonates with the working class pretty well. It's all about income inequality, helping unions and unionizing people so that they have better wages. And I think that message really resonates with those people. So I think there is a way to win that crowd back, and it's through Bernie's message.
To learn more about getting more politically involved in your community, no matter which candidate you checked on your ballot, you can find the online version of this story at kcbx.org. We'll add links to websites where you can find calls to action from Slow Progressives as well as other local political organizations. Reporting from Edna, I'm Bree Zender, KCBX News.